Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Yes, 70615.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
Doris Davis.
Thank you. And let me see here. Bear with me one quick moment.
Sure.
So I didn't see any information come up with that zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please?
Let me go get it. I'm sorry, I didn't have it with me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's not a problem.
It was just like last night. Hold on just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's 4136.
Thank you. And what is the amount of the charge you have?
One is for $29.84 and the other is for $39.84. And I agreed to pay shipping on a Dyson after I did a survey for Home Depot. And when I checked, when I hit process, I felt like something wasn't quite right. And so I went and looked at my account, and they had charged me two different charges for $29.84 and one for $39.84. And I'm like, what is all that for? I did a survey and I was supposed to win a free Dyson vacuum cleaner. All I had to do was pay the shipping. So I want to reject all of it. Should have known better.
Well, I still didn't see your name come up with the last four digits of the card. Would you be able to, and this is strictly for identification purposes, provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged?
Four, six, nine, zero, seven, two. I mean, it should come up if it's coming out on my charge card.
And that was 469072?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last four was 4136?
Yes.
Okay. So, let me see. So, I did use the first six and the last four digits of the card that was charged. Also,
yes.
Your zip code here, and I also used your phone number. I'm still not seeing your name come up with that information. So we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing.
Well, how do I find out? What's your company name? It's showing on my checking account as Star something?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 online vendors. So we would have to get the information pulled up first in order to see what the charge was for. But with nothing showing, we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you.
Wow. Teach me to click on all that stuff. Okay, I went back to the email, and this is the only number I could find, and it said customer service, so.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenient. But I'm not seeing anything show with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that was charged. And we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing.
Okay. All right. I'll try to see if I can find another number.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.